got our
favorite psychologist on the line, right?
We do. We want to welcome in Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, drjohnb.com. John, of course, is a renowned clinical psychologist, educational consultant, and a Renaissance man. John, how are you?
I'm never better. How does that sound? Good way to be today. Beautiful day.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about an issue which came to the fore yesterday, and it had been bubbling under the surface, but the idea of John Reschke, who was a very good linebacker for Michigan State in 2015 and 2016, being reinstated, the possibility of that, and as Mark D'Antonio said, it's still an ongoing process. It's day-to-day, but it sounds like it's much closer to happening than not. And he was removed from the team a year ago for racist comments. This was a tweet, a series of tweets, actually, to a former girlfriend about a player, and racial epithet was used. And he had to be contrite, make an apology, gain the acceptance of the other Michigan State players, and a unanimous vote of the black players on the team, actually a second vote. And so now the wheels are in progress for him to return. Instead of going and playing as a graduate transfer somewhere else, he will not have a scholarship. And he had to sit out a year. But your take on what all of this means and the psychological dynamic for this team?
Well, I've been thinking a lot about this, fellas, and I think, you know, the words that came to my mind, can forgiveness, retribution, and self-growth be merged? And I've looked at this, and if I understand it, he clearly had a grievance, but then he went way too far. He got into name-calling, but not just to the person. But he generalized to a lot of people, including a number of his players. So he went completely off the rails. And I think that anybody can be forgiven, but there's certainly a need to really show that you are contrite and you need to convince the people you've offended. And I think if it's related to a team, it's everybody. So I guess psychologically, the fact that all the players, I mean, all the players voted to bring him in, and you do have someone like Scott as an example, Willis, that are more than ready to bring him in, it does really show a lot of really good, I think, good feelings in relation to coming from the other players. And if he really is sincere and he's learned a lesson and he can carry forward with the team and it moves forward, then I say happy for him. Because I really do believe whatever you've done, there is a time that you can be forgiven or at least can let it go. And in this case, it looks like the team, it wasn't something that D'Antonio did. He made it available. But it looks like John has learned a lot, tried the players with him. So psychologically, I believe it is a very, very good thing. And I'm very happy for him. I'm happy for the team because I think teams showed that they could show forgiveness if someone is really contrite and believes it. Apparently, he has convinced the team. So it's really not for us to be.
Right, you're exactly right, choice. John, because the text that we're talking about is truly jarring when you see it.
Right.
But the fact that it's the team. You know, I use both things. The team. It's their team. It's their family. And if they're all unanimous, that's a team decision. So I agree with you. Who are we on the outside?
Mark D'Antonio was not going to unilaterally reinstate him or reject him. He put that up to the
team. He had his players decide.
And they came to him, and you know, they were very supportive of this.
Mark D'Antonio was very, you know, in a very strategic way, used this negative. Because I don't think it was good that this happened, but I think the reaction to it and how it was handled was good. It still is jarring to me, and you know, I it's troubling to me as well.
Well, listen, I agree, and I think some of the people that are really not fully ready to forgive him have nothing to do with the team.
Exactly.
They're people with strong feelings. I'm not opposed to strong feelings, but I really do feel when you have the team and you're a member of the team and you did some things to offend people on the team and they bring you back in, it's emotional. It's a movie, okay? It's something you look at it and you say, boy, this gives you a good feeling. I really wish John all the luck in the world. I'm sure he's really a good guy. I just think that he clearly went off the rails. You can have a grievance. It's kind of like taking a machine gun when you're mad at a rabbit in the backyard. I mean, you know, you really have to really learn how to deal appropriately when things occur in life. And I think that's a lesson for all of us. And
what's the risk here, John? What is the potential boomerang here?
Well, here's, I think, the risk. If he were to really alienate some of the players, or people were to hear things, and you know how rumors start. Let's say someone says, did you hear what John said last night, you know, to a girlfriend or to a couple friend of his? So you do run the risk. So I think that the players have to realize that if something is said, they really do need to deal with it with him. I'm always worried about the tongue, because the tongue is a very dangerous thing. And if you take part of a statement or don't really understand what's going on, I mean, then it really becomes a problem. We're really in a world where it doesn't matter what your intent is. The issue is, how do people respond to it? And in his case, he really has to be, as Dershowitz, the attorney, says, you have to be holier than Caesar's life. I mean, for an old proverb, an old statement.
Right.
So I do feel he really, and really beware, and really watch what he says, and really build trust and really loving, caring relationships with his teammates and other people, to beware of anything he says being mistaken, because that could really boomerang, and it could really hurt the whole chemistry of the team.
Yeah,
in a
absolutely.
Way, you could say D'Antonio's taken an astonishing willingness to give a kid an opportunity to be forgiven.
Yeah, we've seen that. John, great insight. We're going to talk more about this, and we've got football to talk about through January. We'll be right back on The Drive.